A growing number of Alaskan communities are reviewing their comprehensive plans. From member station KSDP in Sandpoint, Kels Hetherington has the story.
The Aleutians East Borough Assembly is reviewing the comprehensive plan the borough adopted in 2005. Aleutians East Borough Attorney Joseph Levesque explains why.
Because the state statutes actually require that municipalities pass comprehensive plans, sometimes if citizens want to challenge a municipal action, in the past they've said, well, you can't take this action because you don't have a comprehensive plan. And we actually have cases in Alaska that are published cases that deal with that.
Dr. Nicole Gruey, a development specialist with the State of Alaska's Division of Community and Regional Affairs, the rural affairs agency charged with assisting local governments with administration, planning, and other municipal duties, says,
philosophically and theoretically, communities should be planning to set a vision for the future, and a comprehensive plan is generally a 20-year document that should be looked at every 5 years to see if it still reflects local desires and interests.
Levesque says a key reason for a comprehensive plan in Alaska is to establish zoning authority.
The way the statutes work is the boroughs generally have planning and zoning powers, but they can delegate those to the cities within the borough if the cities want to run their own planning and zoning.
A comprehensive plan is also required by some of the federal granting agencies.
Municipalities are encouraged, of course, so they're mandated under state statute to have a comprehensive plan, and they're encouraged to develop one if they want to go for that grant money. In fact, they have to have it.
For those municipalities that hire consultants to draft comprehensive plans, the cost can be as much or more than $100,000. The Aleutians East Borough is saving money by working internally on its comprehensive plan update. I'm Kels Hetherington, reporting in Sandpoint.